Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
I love it. I love it so. The name of the tune is Dardanella. And the name of the band is The Fat Babies. And the name of the album is Chicago Hot. On the Del Mar label, Chicago Hot is the debut release by Chicago's newest hot jazz group, The Fat Babies. The band was started 2 years ago by string bassist and band leader Bo Sample. We're going to talk to Bo in just a minute. It's held down a Sunday residency at Chicago's Honky Tonk BBQ ever since. The Fat Babies consists of Bo Sample on the bass, Andy Shum on the cornet, John Otto on the clarinet and saxophone, Dave Bach on the trombone, Paul Asaro on the piano, Jake Sanders on tenor banjo, and Alex Hall on the drums. And as you can hear, Chicago Hot is a collection of 20s and 30s tunes, mostly from Chicago's South Side. And the band takes on recordings by King Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Erskine Tate, Freddie Keppard, Jimmy Noon, Bix Beiderbecke. And these are infectiously danceable and endlessly engaging. And we're going to give you a chance to win your very own copy of Chicago Hot. But first, ladies and gentlemen, let us speak with and get to know the creator of The Fat Babies, all the way from Chicago, Mr. Bo Sample. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning. How are you doing, Lise?
Well, we're chilly here in the Big Apple. How are you out west?
It's about the same out here.
Well, tell us how many degrees you got out there, Bo, so we can feel better about ourselves.
I think it's 12 or 13 at the moment.
Excellent. So now we feel much better because we have like 29. But, you know, you guys always have it worse temperature-wise,
Yeah. Which
is why you got to make hot music.
That's right.
Beautiful. I love this album, Bo.
Thank you.
This is extremely cool. And, you know, as the listeners know, and as I'm sure you know, I keep receiving these padded envelopes with things in them, CDs, and I throw them in the CD player. And most of the time, they don't last more than a minute or two. And then I put this on, and I went, yeah, baby. So tell me, why old-timey stuff, Bo Sample? What happened? What happened to you? Your mother dropped you on your head and it's a baby?
Well, I don't know. It's been kind of a long relationship with the stuff. I think growing up in Texas, I probably first heard a lot of these songs through Western swing music of Bob Wills and Billy Jack Wills and Milton Brown and those guys that were doing a lot of the same material from the 20s. And then actually, I grew up in San Antonio, Texas, where there's a great band called the Jim Cullum Jazz Band, which...
Oh, I know those guys, yeah.
Yeah, and so I used to go see them as much as I could when I was in high school and fell in love with those guys and the music that they played. And then actually played in a lot of different kinds of bands before I started this group. But really, you know... I should mention, as I'm thinking about it, that one of the motivating factors besides Jim Cullum's band was a tour I did through New York, and I went to The Ear. Are you familiar with that?
The Ear. That's an iconic club in the Village that's been there for years and years.
And saw John Eric Kelso's group there. John Eric.
He's wonderful, too.
Yeah, he and Matt Munisteri have a thing there on Sundays, I believe.
I didn't know that. They still there?
Yeah, I think it's Sundays. I could be wrong, but I think it's every Sunday or possibly every Monday. And basically, you know, they were doing a lot of great old music, and there was a younger crowd that was, the place was packed, and it had a really great energy, and I thought, man, I want to do something like this. And at first it was just going to be like a jam session kind of thing, like every Sunday or something. And then that kind of grew and grew into, I'm going to start my own band and we'll just play for nothing, you know. and it was a hit right off the bat, surprisingly to me and everyone else in the band. And
wow.
And then from there it's gotten better and better for us, so it's exciting.
So how did you hook up with Del Mar Records?
Well, I hooked up with Del Mar I think it's just Bob Kester, the owner and founder of Delmark, coming out to see us. You know, actually, I think there's a great band on Delmark that has been on Delmark for a long time, the Salty Dogs, which is a Chicago traditional jazz band, and they've been around Chicago since the 50s, and the tuba player, Mike Walbridge, is a really good friend of ours.
I love him, too.
All right.
Yeah,
well.
Mike, what the heck is it? It's Feet Warmers.
Right.
Is the name of the...
The Chicago Feet Warmers.
There you go. Beautiful. That's a great album.
I think he was the one that actually was a thorn in Bob Kester's side and said, you got to come see these kids, man. And so anyway, Bob came out, and we started talking about recording, and I'm thankful that he allowed us the chance to record. It's done really well. I thought it came out good. I can't wait to do the next one.
Isn't that something? Now, because I know you're, forgive the term, because you've invoked it. You're a kid. How old are you, Bo?
I'm 31.
All right. Wow. But you always had an affinity for the older music?
Yeah, I really always have. All kinds of different stuff. Like when I first started playing it, like I said, it was Western swing. I would play old blues and old rockabilly music and country blues. I don't know. Basically, just old American music is what I've always just somehow been into.
I don't know why that happens, but I remember it happened to me too. I think it was maybe 7th or 8th grade. I think I started hearing them. I was doing a report about the music of the 20s, and something just hit just right.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
it just happens.
It just happens.
Right. Absolutely cool. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery speaking to bassist Bo Sample, the founder of the Fat Babies, and their debut album on Delmark, Chicago Hot. You want to tell us anything about the other members, Bo?
Well, I guess when I moved to Chicago, it was actually to play in a trio with a guitar player named Joel Patterson and the drummer Alex Hall, and we have a band called the Modern Sounds, which is actually a trio, and so I met Alex, who became the drummer of the Fat Babies the first day I moved to town, And then I met Andy Shum, who's, I always call him the musical director because he does all the arrangements for the band, and he leads things musically from the front line on stage. He's from Milwaukee, and he and Dave Bach, who's a trombone player, have been playing together for I think since they were like in middle school, and so they both moved down here from Milwaukee. John Otto, who's the clarinetist, has been playing around Chicago for a while with different bands. He used to be in a band called Chicago Rhythm. And Jake Sanders is actually from out your way. Well, he's originally from Wisconsin, but he moved here from New York to play with the band. And he actually, he used to work as Vince Giordano's librarian, I believe, an assistant. And I know you know Vince.
Uh-huh.
And Paul, the pianist, is probably best known as the piano player for Leon Redbone. He's been touring and recording with Leon Redbone for the past 12 years.
Wow.
And I think that's it. Did I miss anyone? That's it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Leon's been underground. Send a message that I need to hear from Leon. We interviewed Leon quite some time ago. He's a challenging guy.
Yeah, well, I know. He doesn't make it, the interviews I've seen of him, he doesn't seem to make it easy on the interviewer.
It's a spar.
But
I'm up to the task.
He's out there working and playing. I mean, Paul's on tour. They do a bunch of short tours. He seems to be gone for 2 or 3 days at a time, and then a couple weeks later he's out again for 2 or 3 days. So I know he's playing, maybe he's just not doing interviews.
No, very cool. Or not sending out press releases, which like Leon. Have you got time to stick around, Bo, so we can play another track from Fat Babies? So I've got Froggy Moore queued up. Can you set that up for us, Bo Sample?
Yeah, well, Froggy Moore is a song written by Jelly Roll Morton that he recorded as a solo piece in the early 20s. And we actually learned it from King Oliver record, which is basically the same, but you just put it to a band playing the tune, and I like it fine.
You like it fine, and I like fat babies fine, and you guys, I know you're going to like it fine, and what you're going to like even more is I'm going to give you a chance to win your very own copy of The Fat Babies, so just stick around and hang out with me and Bo Sample, and we'll give you a chance to do that in a little bit. Right now, from The Fat Babies, Chicago Hot, their debut album on Del Mar Records. Get more information at thefatbabies.com. Right now, it's Froggy Moore here on Anything Goes.
Thank you. this is Hoagie Bix Carmichael, and you've tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery, a show I know Dad would have appreciated.
And I think he would have appreciated this very cool album as well. It's the Fat Babies is the name of the artist, the name of the album, Chicago Hut. You can get more information by logging on to thefatbabies.com, and the label is our buddies over at Del Mar in Chicago, Illinois. And we've got Bo Sample on the phone. Tell us, Bo Sample, how do you choose the tunes that you, because you say you're putting together another album, right?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I haven't gotten to the song choosing of the new album yet. It's a little ways off, but for the last one, with this band, it's definitely one of the situations where we play a bunch of songs. We have two weekly gigs, and one of them is 3 hours, and the other one is 4 hours. So we're constantly doing new material, and Andy is constantly bringing in new arrangements. And luckily, we have the luxury of playing them a lot, and then whittling them down to 45 minutes or an hour. Which the hardest thing is whittling them down.
Sure.
Playing them in front of an audience actually helps, because then we can see how people react to them. But it just so happened that on this last album, it ended up being a lot of, you know, Chicago music, and so it kind of made a little of a theme to it, even though that wasn't the initial intention.
All right. Well, that segues into my next question, Bo Sample, is when are you coming to New York?
I don't know. Whenever someone asks us to, I suppose.
Hey, this is New York City, baby. Nobody asked you to do nothing. You got to conjure your own thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, I'll work on that.
All right, then. Well, I see. I mean, I don't mean to push you into your next album, because I know that you guys really just got out of the studio with this one. You recorded this one, what, about six months ago or so in June.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thrilled that you guys are out there playing this old-timey music, and I'm hoping to hear from you again soon. And I can tell you that Chicago Hot's going to get a good deal of airplay here on Anything Goes on a continual basis.
Well, thank you very much. That makes me very happy.
Very nice to meet you, sir, and thanks so much for the good work. And let's see, let's take it out. Let's take it out with another tune. You choose one. I've already played a few of them. What's your favorite? You got a favorite?
Oh, no, I don't have a favorite, but, maybe Stomp Off, Let's Go would be a good one. That's the one with Mike Wahlbridge from Salty Dogs is playing tuba on this one.
I was just going to choose that one because it makes such a lovely outro as well.
That's right.
All right, Bo Sample, thanks so much for waking up early in the freezing cold morning in Chicago to hang out with us here on Anything Goes. Continued success.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you. All right, you guys, we'll going to take callers at random at 201-692-2012. If you'd like to win yourself a copy of the Fat Babies album Chicago Hot, while we stomp off, let's go with the Fat Babies here on Anything Goes, give me a shout at 201-692-2012.
Stomp off, let's go. Thank you.